If someone asks me what a Quaker is and why am I a Quaker, I might possibly just begin with saying I'm a friend.
Like all religions, Quakerism is just too complex to just, you know, say everything about it just in a quick conversation. So usually I just try to explain what it means to me the most, which are commonly just my pacifistic beliefs, the acceptance of everyone, no matter what quality, and just that we worship through silence.
I explain to my friends about my Quakerism by living it. It's not something that you can just say, oh, right now I'm going to tell you how I'm being Quaker, or how I am a Quaker, because that's not what Quakerism is about. It's like, it's something that you do in your life, and the most important thing that Quaker teenagers are finding out these days is how to put Quakerism into their life, how to live it, how to do everything that they can and everything that they need to do in living Quakerism.
I have a couple key words that I use. I explain that we have values of peace, truth, and simplicity, and people get that.
Normally, the first thing that I go into is the matter of worship that Quakers practice, because I think that describing meaning for worship speaks volumes in terms of what Quakers are and how we go about figuring out who we are inside, describing that we gather together in silence and there is no minister, there is no preacher, but instead we feel that the light or the spirit or the Lord, whatever that may be for you, can come through you and be delivered as a ministry to the rest of the people gathered with you. I think that by describing it that way enables people to kind of understand that there is a matter of personal exploration and personal responsibility to being a Quaker.
It's so hard sometimes that I choose not to, especially because of people's preconceptions. I avoid it.
I start with the central idea of that of God in everyone, because I feel like everything flows from that, and that by looking for that of God in everyone, there's equality and you're working for justice. And then I explain the testimonies, since people like to know that it's anchored in something, being simplicity, peace, integrity, community, and equality, and kind of flesh each of those out in terms of what they mean to me, since I try to make it clear that I speak for one tradition of Quakerism, and within that tradition of Quakerism, I speak for myself, because even within a tradition, there's so much diversity.
That question, like explaining Quakerism, when people ask me to explain it to them, that's like one of the hardest, if not the hardest, questions I've ever been asked, and I've been asked it multiple times, and that sucks. And sometimes it's easier for me to like explain where warmongering Republican is coming from than to explain where I'm coming from. And I guess, like Eric said, you know, the easiest way to explain it would be to just say, you know, watch me. Like, watch how I'm living, you know? Because that's the only way to explain it, you know? Like, one of the best ways to figure out what Quakers are all about would be just to witness Quakers interacting and witness Quakers living. And I wish that every time someone asked me that question, I could bring them, you know, to this Quake. Just be like, all right, let's chill. You're with a bunch of Quakers. Have fun, you know?